Sarpedon answered. Right enough, Tlepolemus. He did ruin Ilion. Laomedon, the greedy fool, gave him a vicious answer, after great labor well performed, refused to make delivery of the promised horses that Heracles had come for. As for you, I promise a hard lot. A bloody death you'll find here on this battleground, when my spear knocks you out. You'll give up glory to me and life to him who drives the horses of Undergloom, Hades. Then Tlepolemus raised his ashen spear, and from their hands in unison long shafts took flight. Sarpedon's hit his enemy squarely in the neck with force enough to drive the point clear through. Unending night of death clouded his eyes. Tlepolemus's point, hitting the upper leg, went jolting through between the two long bones, but once again Sarpedon's father saved him. Out of the melee, men of his command carried the captain in his agony, encumbered by the long, dragging spear. No one had time to think of how the shaft might be withdrawn, that he might use one leg at least, so hastily they did their work, so pressed by care of battle. Meanwhile, Tlepolemus was carried back by the Achaeans on the other side. Good Odysseus noted it with anger and pain for him. What should he do, he thought, track down Sarpedon, son of thundering Zeus, or take the life of Lycians in throngs? To finish off Sarpedon, but Athena turned his fury upon the Lycians. He killed Cyrenus, Alastor, Chromius, Alcandrus, Halius, Noemon, Prytanis, and would have killed more Lycians had not great Hector's piercing eye under his shimmering helmet lighted on him. Across the clashing line he came, aglitter with burning bronze, a terror to Danaans, making Sarpedon's heart lift up to see him, so that as Hector passed he weakly said, "I beg you not to leave me lying here for Danaans to despoil. Defend me. Afterward let me bleed away my life within your city, not for me to see my home and country once again, my dear wife in her joy, my little son." Silent under his polished helmet, Hector, dazzling and impetuous, passed on to drive the Argives back with general slaughter. Round Sarpedon laid their commander in the royal shade of Zeus's oak. One dear to him, Pelagon, worrying the spearhead, pulled it from his thigh, at which he fainted. But his breath came back when a cool north wind, a reprieve, blew round and fanned him, wakened him from his black swoon.